This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can wash and dry your clothes at the same time if you're in the Pacific Northwest. Ba-dum-bum. It's so hot, my thermometer goes up to, are you kidding me? That's happening to me. It's so hot that I saw two trees fighting over a dog. Ooh, yeah. Lots of heat jokes, but it's no laughing matter. It's crazy. The temperatures that we've seen in Seattle, in Vancouver, in British Columbia, just hopping over the border. Lots of people saying that they can't get relief. They can't get air conditioning, et cetera. So trying to run and find fans and find anything they can to help. But the problem is everybody else has been there before. So you are stuck. You know, it's one of those times when you wish, wow, I wish I had a couple of fans, or I wish I had this or whatever ready to go, but you're not expecting it. More than 230 deaths have actually been reported in British Columbia since Friday. That's how bad. I mean, since the onset of the heat wave last week, the coroner's service has had an incredible increase in deaths. They say they're having a horrible time trying to deal with it. I mean, normally they would get about 130 death reports over a four-day period. So they're just trying to figure out anything they can to tell people to take it easy in the heat, etc. But, you know, the readings that are in downtown Vancouver, that you get 101, etc., and you've got these sudden deaths that are happening, and they're confirming them one after another for different reasons in Lytton, British Columbia. I hope I'm saying that right. Is 117.5 degrees on Monday, and we're seeing temperatures that are in the hundreds that are in the Pacific Northwest too. And then, of course, it's what does it feel like? The heat index becomes part of that too, and so tough in the Northwest. It's just unprecedented territory, and we keep saying it over and over again. But when you're not used to that, and you're looking at the thermometer, and it keeps going up, 116 degrees in Portland day after day after day, and we keep seeing these records fall and fall and fall, and it's tough to get that relief. Here's the thing. Hydration, hydration, hydration. Absolutely. The Northeast also heat advisory. So heading into a holiday weekend, New York, Philadelphia, Boston, all those areas, don't be surprised. You're just going to be like the people on the West Coast, especially the Pacific Northwest. All right, so the holiday is coming up. Maybe many of you have already hit the highways to try to avoid some of that traffic. We're still here. Thanks for listening. My name's Kate Delaney. If you've just joined us for the first time, welcome, welcome. And if you have been hanging around for a while, well, take a seat. We have a lot to talk about, including, you know, more of the follow-up to what caused the Miami condo to fall, the engineers that are looking at structural damage, and the reports now that keep getting turned over, and people saying they warned the condo board back in April that there's something wrong, that the concrete was deteriorating and it was accelerating. And I think the building collapse certainly shows a lot of fear in that Miami area of other condo owners who are demanding, and they are being checked, but demanding that their buildings be checked structurally because of what they saw happen in Surfside. And now, even though they're saying it's a rescue mission, in their hearts, mostly, they know, listen, we're trying to find bodies. We're trying to find people if we can and identify them, because it's been almost a week. So how tough is that? You have 400 people on this debris pile doing everything they can, digging, looking, and trying desperately to find people to recover so that they can call, if they can find them, their family, their next of kin, and tell them, hey, listen, we have your husband, father, daughter, niece, son, etc., all the different familiar bonds that we have. It's so sad to watch that. And it definitely, I've said this already because I was in the middle of 9/11, it reminds me a lot of what happened in 9/11, except for it's confined to the one area and it's that one condo building and the circumstances are different. But just looking at it and watching people be frantic about trying to do what they can to pull others out of that, hoping, praying that they're going to be able to do that. It's, you know, crazy. It might be crazy for you on the road. So if you haven't hit the road yet and you're going to, just give yourself that patience. I always say patience pays when I speak. It is so true, right? Because if you're going to go all in on this and you're going to drive wherever it is you're going to drive, you're probably going to pay more for gas. There are some stations that are saying they're running out, and that's because of the delivery system. You've got station owners who had scheduled deliveries, but now the demand has increased so much with more people driving. And now you have a holiday weekend because people want to get away. So tens of millions of people are preparing to flee for the 4th of July weekend. The national average price for a gallon of gas, $3.10, which it hasn't been that high since October of 2014. I said this in a previous hour. When you see 3.10, I'll tell you what, when you see 4, it's like panic. When you see 4, it's just another day in Southern California. But for most of us, it's like, whoa, $4. Oh, terrible, right? Because depending on the distance of whatever it is that you're doing, wherever it is you're going, and then the awful traffic snarls that you're probably encounter. However, it's like if we go back to the heat and we go back to the Northwest and this heat that slammed Seattle and especially Portland, Oregon, too, there is a problem with rolling blackouts because there's a heavy power demand. So it may be tied to that intense heat. It would have to be, I would think, when you're seeing those numbers. And so be aware of that. There are now more places that are saying to be careful because of the pull, not just in the areas I mentioned, but in other areas on the electricity, on the grid. And, boy, nothing would be worse than that, would it? If it was out for a long period of time and you're just trying to do anything to keep, you know, cool. Like I said before, hydrate some more. What's happening in the sports world? We're talking about it next in the Man Cave.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating patches.
pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Time to
invade the bad game.
Yes, it is time to invade the man cave. We have already invaded it. I'm sitting in my new white recliner. It's not as comfy as a lazy boy, but it's pretty good, right? Think of friends and think of Joey and Chandler and kicking back and watching the game. So we're going to talk a little sports here. And that involves the NBA. I watched this game with the Hubs. He's gotten interested in a little hoop and playoff hoop. Normally he's not at all. But it was all about the Hawks. They were on fire, beating the Milwaukee Bucks. Sorry for my friends in Wisconsin, 110-88. But that series has gotten pretty interesting. It's tied at 2 now. So Giannis went down, though, which is not good. The Hawks already were missing Trae Young, so they had that problem. And now you, in watching that game, you saw him tried and deflect a lob that was kind of thrown up to Clint Capella of the Hawks. And when he landed, I saw it, I was watching it, and you could just, it's hard to watch because he hyperextended his left knee and then was pushed further back because of the force of the landing. So he was grimacing in pain. He's going to get an MRI. He's got this hyperextended knee, so he's out. When is he available? Who knows? But it's definitely an injury, and that's not great for the Bucks. Just like Trae Young being out for the Hawks isn't great, even though there were people that stepped up on that floor in Atlanta. They were going crazy. So now the series is tied at 2. Goes back to Milwaukee for Game 5. Young, Giannis, who knows what happens. I think that maybe both will be out. The Hawks have a deeper team, and that's part of probably going to be the struggle for the Bucks. But the fans are going to go crazy, and they certainly have a good chance in this next one. And it's been fun to watch this series. And speaking of fun, it comes down to this, my friends in Arizona. So many of you who are sending me emails about my impressions of the Suns. Well, my impression of the Suns is there's a reason why they're in the West Finals. There's a reason why they are on the verge, perhaps, of wrapping up this series in L.A. Will they do it? Game 6, Phoenix leads 3-2. It's been wild to watch Devin Booker, and equally as interesting to watch the veteran Paul George for the Clippers. It's been a really phenomenal series, and we'll see. Go Suns. Now everybody in LA is upset with me. But you know I spent a ton of time in both places, right? But I think it's been a great series, and the Staples Center will be wild for this one. And if this goes to a Game 7, which it could go to a Game 7. If it goes to a Game 7, then we're looking at Friday for that Game 7. Wow. There's nothing like Game 7s in any sport, right? I know that's when I came into the man cave, that was the discussion. Game 7s are the best. They're the best. All right. What's interesting in the tennis world and worth mentioning is because one of America's greatest athletes, Serena Williams, is trying to get that major that she desperately, that last, you know, big shot at another major. And who knows that it's the last shot. But it seemed like, wow, this could be her opening here at Wimbledon on the grass. She always plays well, but she had to withdraw from Wimbledon because she slipped on center court in her first round match, and she had to withdraw because of an injury, you know, after the fall, the leg injury. And if she could play, she would roll on. So she couldn't, and she looked really upset that she had to pull out of Wimby because she desperately. And of course, that's why she's such a great athlete. She wants that next win. She has nothing to prove, and she goes down as one of the greatest of all time, no matter what happens. She's a 7-time Wimbledon singles champion, and she's pretty emotional. She waved to the crowd and kind of held her hand over her heart. She was holding back those tears, and she was not happy that happened, but she dropped to her knees, and she wasn't good. She lost her footing near the baseline. She was trying to hit a forehand, and she was wincing. So there's just no way. She should have probably easily taken that match, but once you have that kind of an injury, forget about it. Yeah, no way. Her friend, Roger Federer, they're both 39, he advanced, so he moves into the second round. And her sister Venus moves on. She won her 90th. It's so crazy to think about. She won her 90th match at Wimbledon to move on. Yep. So that's just a few cherry picking moments that I've thrown out. But I'll also say this one too, because Ash Barty is an American and fun to watch. She moves on in Wimby. And rain suspended the play, so it was, you know, that's what happens, right, when you play. But she beat Carla Suarez Navarro 6-1, 6-7, 1-7 on center court. It was a pretty entertaining match. It was postponed because of the rain for 15 minutes. Then the roof was closed, and then they went on again. And, you know, that's how things unfold. That's it. In Major League Baseball, there are a couple of interesting storylines, and, you know, I guess this one is a sad one, but the Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer is facing allegations of assault by a woman stemming from an encounter earlier this year. The Pasadena Police Department, they say they're investigating this alleged assault, which happened around the middle of May. The case could be turned over to the district attorney's office. Perhaps by Wednesday, we'll know. The woman was granted a domestic violence restraining order in Los Angeles County Superior Court against Bauer. And according to her attorney, Mark Garlick, who alleged in the statement that his client suffered severe physical and emotional pain as a result of the recent assault from Bauer. We'll see what happens. I mean, Bauer's agent released a statement to ESPN denying wrongdoing, and we'll see what Major League Baseball counters with, too. But ultimately, some of this is about the court systems first, and Major League Baseball was made aware of the allegations, and I'm sure they're figuring out how they're going to handle it. The Dodgers, the same thing with them. They have to say that they take anything, allegations even of that nature, seriously, but they can't comment any further than that. Bauer is a big pitcher. He was the 2020 National League Cy Young Award winner with the Cincinnati Reds. He signed a 3-year, $102 million contract with the Dodgers in February. So there was a reason why, you know, they wanted him in their rotation. So that's very, very big news. The biggest news in the world of sports, though, still is the thing that's up in the air, and that's, did you think Aaron Rodgers? If you did, give yourself a pat on the back. Will he be back with the Green Bay Packers, or is that it? Lights out, he's history, and forget about it. He had a great run with them, won a Super Bowl, MVP, 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 there's no question. I have no idea, and I said this before in the mailbag, I was asked that question. I have great sources in Green Bay, veteran, wily guys, and others I know that are younger that are on the beat, so to speak, and nobody has a definite on this. Just don't have it, because he's smart. He's playing it close to the vest, right? Of course he is. Why would he not do that? Why would he not do that? I always like these stories as a perfect place to end. You know, betting in the UK or when I was in Ireland is nothing. They bet on all kinds of things, including our elections. But a London-based bettor won more than $1.36 million this week on a $15.50 bet. And it came down to a 35-1 long shot battling in one of the longest playoffs in PGA history. It was a six-leg parlay. They're called accumulators in the UK. And it paid out the long odds of, you know, 90,396 to 1. And it featured a couple of different things in that six-leg parlay. But it included Croatia defeating Scotland, England defeating the Czech Republic, Steve Stricker to win the Bridgestone Senior Players Championship, Nellie Korda to win the KPMG Women's PGA Championship, Victor Hovland, rather, to win the BMW International Open, Harris English to win the Travers. That is crazy, isn't it? $1.36 million. What are the odds? Well, I just told you what they were. Very, very long. Bill and Patrick Pardew, entertaining father and son. Great story. Stay with us.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the debate over the origins of COVID-19 intensifies, there are more calls for an independent investigation into the lab at Wuhan, China, where the virus is suspected of leaking from. Republican lawmakers held a forum on Tuesday on the virus's origins, with several scientists and former members of the Trump administration testifying. Admiral Brett Carrar was the White House Director of COVID testing during the Trump administration and told the panel that the evidence that the virus leaked from the Wuhan lab was too coincidental.
It is just too much of a coincidence that a worldwide pandemic caused by a novel bat coronavirus that cannot be found in nature started just a few miles away from a secretive laboratory doing potentially dangerous research on bat coronavirus.
The Republican members of the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus said they invited Dr. Anthony Fauci to participate in the discussion, but he declined. You're listening to USA Radio News. The peacekeeping force maintained by the UN could soon be facing a new problem, a lack of funding. Lance Pry has the details.
Officials and diplomats for the United Nations on Monday said the organization's global peacekeeping missions may be eliminated if the United Nations General Assembly does not reach an agreement on its $6 billion budget. Diplomats are blaming negotiating procedures, logistics, and talks that put China against Western powers for the inability to reach an agreement on funding. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And in a 5-4 ruling, the Supreme Court left the CDC's ban on residential evictions in place, the court declining to allow a federal court judge's decision to go into effect that would have lifted the ban nationwide. A group of landlords challenged the moratorium, and a federal judge sided with them in May, but put a hold on the ruling pending an appeal. The landlords then appealed to the Supreme Court, requesting that the ruling be unfrozen. The moratorium is currently set to expire on July 31st. This is USA Radio News.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Excited to introduce you to Bill and Patrick Pardue. They've written a book, really, called Wolf Creek, that is a game changer in for so many different reasons, and we're going to talk about why in a second. And this is a father and son duo, and in talking with the son, Patrick learned out a lot about his father by helping him with Wolf Creek, and as his dad would say, I'll steal his words, cleaning it up for him, as he said. So first of all, Bill, let's talk about your journey to Wolf Creek and tell us what the story's about.
Well, it was my first job out of college. I'd gotten a degree from University of Texas as a zoologist, and I just liked the outdoors. So there was an advertisement for a wilderness camping program. You got to go canoeing, mountain climbing, the whole bit, you know, everything that boys like to do, men like to do, everybody likes to do. So I didn't realize what the job was until I actually got there and the boys arrived, because they were really, you know, they had been kids who'd been neglected their whole lives. Nobody ever wanted them. A lot of them didn't know who their parents were. They'd lived in foster homes their whole lives. Some of them had, you know, they obviously had problems. There were sociopaths and psychopaths in that group. There were people who, a particular boy in particular who tortured animals. And it's just a sad story. You know, they were at the end of the line. They had come from Chicago. City of Chicago couldn't handle them. The state of Chicago couldn't handle them. They sent them out to the boys' ranch in Texas. They couldn't handle them. So they just bought 10 acres out in the middle of nowhere. No water, no power, no anything. And they dumped the kids out there with us. And that was it.
Well, and you say, and that was it. And Patrick, you went through the manuscript, and when you were reading about what your dad did and what happened with these kids, what really jumped out at you? And you know, your dad did a great job of describing some of the things these kids had been through and how lost they were. And now here they are in the middle of nowhere. What did you get from that in reading that and looking at that?
One thing was definitely how hard it would have been to survive that and how strong you'd have to be to make it out of that as a counselor and, you know, as a teenager as well, as one of the kids in the camp. Again, like my dad said, how much suffering these kids had been through and where they'd come from. And also my dad, to see another side of him again, really helping these kids. And acting like a father figure to them. That was very good for me to see that as well.
So for you, Bill, once you get there and you're in the middle of nowhere, as you described it, what did you see happen to these kids? What was the transformation like?
Of course, they were a wild group when they got off the bus. You know, I had to have a fight with both the leader and the enforcer within the first hour. Just to be able to stay there. I mean, that was the real interview, was with those boys coming at you. But what they learned was they learned, number one, they could trust, there were some people they could trust. And those were the counselors, including me. There were some people who cared about them and who loved them. And some of them had never been loved by anyone. They just didn't know what it looked like. You know, they knew what a punch in the face looked like or kick in the head or whatever they'd been getting, but they did not know what love looked like. So it took a while to prove myself to them, but eventually they said, okay, this guy might be all right. We'll let him stay around for a while. Because they did set some counselors on fire and they did other things and they sent them home. A lot of counselors didn't last 2 weeks. So, you know, it was definitely survival of the fittest.
Yeah. What do you hope, Bill, that people take away from reading Wolf Creek? And we're speaking to Bill and Patrick Pardue. What do you hope they take away?
Well, I think I told you a short story before about my older brother calling me. He's like 74, never called me really. We weren't that close. He calls me one night and he's sobbing on the phone. I'm thinking, what could happen? What happened? And he could barely get it out. But he said, I just finished reading your book. So that's what I want people to get. And I'm a passionate person. So when I write with that passion. I try to dump it all into the book so people can feel it. They can feel what it's like to be out in the woods surrounded by 10 boys who are terrors, right? They're gang members. They're this, they're that. How do you feel in that situation? That's what I try to do in all my books, is to give people a sense of, whoa, that's scary.
They would be scary. Patrick, how proud are you of your dad and the fact that you got to be involved in the project?
Very proud, both of the fact that he was involved in this from the beginning. He was a counselor, and then from the fact that he was able to write it down all those years later and make a book out of it, and that he let me, you know, come back and edit it and fix it up.
Yeah. So we also have another book we want to mention, and of course you can get Wolf Creek on Amazon, A Mystic's Pictorial Guide to Spiritual Evolution. Who doesn't want some of that? Patrick and I are both sitting here. This is radio, and we're saying, yeah, bring it on. So, Bill, you're so passionate. Give it to all of us. Tell us what the book's about there. I think it's pretty obvious, and I read it, so I know. But tell everybody else listening.
Well, the encapsulated version is this, and I think I told you this before. If you take all the holy men that have ever existed, all the gurus, all the Bibles, all the Korans, all the Bhagavad Gitas, and you put them in a big blender and you blend them up, and then you pour that through a cloth to screen out everything that isn't pure spirit, that isn't purely divine. So all the rituals go out and all the money goes out and all the chalices go out and all that goes out. And what you have left is this: how do you get into contact with the higher consciousness, whether you just call it pure consciousness, cosmic consciousness, God, whatever you want to call it, life force? there is that force out there that an individual can get into contact with that has traditionally been called God, right? And that's what the book's about. And the way I did it was because I read so many of those books, and they just put you to sleep. Oh, my God. And then they're in five different languages. And what does this mean? So this is the essence, I think, of all religion. It's what people need to do to raise their spiritual consciousness. And which is, you know, the first one is, and there's a corresponding picture, because a picture is worth 1,000 words, right? So I had 70 pages. So I just tried to simplify it for people so that they could see, they could go through that. So it's really a living puzzle. If you can go through each one of those pictures and get the message that is there, and of course for everybody it's going to be a different message, then your level of consciousness is going to just begin to open up. And when I say raise it, you're just opening up, right? The old thing, open heart, open mind. Unless you have an open mind, you can't have an open heart. So that's what it's about.
Did you have a favorite picture from the book?
You know, I do. There's a picture of a woman, young woman, obviously, in nature with a huge cataract of water coming down in front of her, and she's just looking at it. And I can't remember exactly what I said, but it said that no matter what you think, no matter what you own, you cannot freeze life. Life is a moving, living thing like that, you know. And if you really want to experience life, you have to jump in. So she's looking at this life passing by her, just changing every minute. And it's, if you really want to experience life, you have to let go. You can't keep people out. You have to let it in. You have to let go. You have to feel the bad things, feel the good things, because it's always a whole, right? You can't have a bad thing without a good thing. You can't have a good thing without a bad thing. And it's all there just for us to experience and to take in. And we have to trust the process. We have to trust the cosmos to be smarter than we are, so that, because it told me, I mean, I did this over 2.5 years, and every one of those things was an inspiration to me. I would read it later and say, I'm not smart enough to write what I wrote. You know, you hear these stories about that, but it actually happens. So
I love it. And you can get this book on Amazon too. Patrick, what do you think of that? I think that, I can, you know, again, we're speaking where we can see each other for everybody that's listening to us. And both of us, you and I, are like those dogs that they put in the window. We're shaking our heads fast and furious. Yes, yes, give us more of that. But it's true. And it is a beautiful book, but there is something about matching the pictures, the words. And I love the description your dad said of throwing it all in the blender. And what is it really that's coming out here? What do you think?
Well, I've had spiritual experiences of my own, so I can connect to a lot of what he said in the book as well. And I really definitely connect to what he just said about life and being able to experiencing it. You have to jump in. You know, you can't hold back. If you want to experience everything, the good and the bad, you have to just, you know, take a breath and just jump right in. And that's how you have spiritual experiences that are worth anything, or romantic experiences or anything. You can't be afraid to just jump in and just live how you want to.
Yeah. I have a feeling that, Patrick, you've jumped in a lot, because the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, and I can tell just in our conversation that that's probably happened here. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
What a delight to have you both on the show. And again, you can pick up both of these books on Amazon. Bill and Patrick Pardue, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Marcella Ward joins us now. She's in a virtual green room, and her book is Stolen Identity, Plan of the Evil One. And I have to tell you, when she told me how this book came to her, I got chills. So she's going to tell you about that and more specifics about the book. Marcella, thanks so much for joining us on the show. And tell me how this book happened. How did this book come to you? Why you?
Well, in 2017, before I started my prayer time, the Lord told me very specifically, Satan has been trying to steal our identity since the Garden of Eden. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, okay. And then the Lord very specifically told me, I want you to write a book about it. I thought, I'm sure I was overwhelmed. I said, yes, Lord, I will, if you will just help me. So the next couple of weeks, it was just like a download of chapters and different things. And I said, Lord, I need a confirmation of this. And the Lord reminded me of a prophecy that had been given to me decades ago. And he said that people are looking for me in books. You will speak and it will be like an earthquake. And I said, okay, Lord, okay, I'll do it. So that's how this book started, and that was the journey that took place.
Let's talk about the book and what's in your book, because you have some really unique touches, I think, that will reach people in the way that you were instructed or felt that you should pull this together. So tell me about that and tell the listeners.
Okay, this book is a journey. It's a journey that you will go on. And it will start with biblical characters that many people are familiar with but maybe don't know too much about. For example, Abraham. The Lord asked him to leave his land and go somewhere else. Abraham was justified because of his faith and he trusted God. It'll be about David, who was not afraid of Goliath. He knew who he was in God. So he was confident in that. Daniel, who stood up to the government and the king and said, "No, I will pray to my God." And of course, Mary, the mother of Jesus. Ruth, Esther, who was born for such a time as this, she stood up to the king. And she said, "If I die, I die." But she did that because she wanted to do what God had told her to do and directed her to do. And because of that, she stopped the annihilation of the Jewish people. So she was born for such a time as this. And I know that we are born, too, for such a time as this. And then, we have Peter and John the Baptist and the apostles and, of course, Jesus Christ himself. Jesus Christ is the embodiment of who we are, who our identity is. Jesus came from heaven to bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. He is the embodiment of God. And we need to know that Jesus loves us. He permeated that love on the earth. He healed. He was compassionate. And he was not afraid to speak out against the government and the officials. He stood up for who he is. So Jesus Christ, if we look to him too, he is the embodiment of who we are, who our true identity is. And also in this book, you're going to be given tools. For example, I'm talking about the gifts of the Spirit, such as wisdom, discernment, words of knowledge, healing. The Holy Spirit gives us those gifts. Also, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. When we give our lives to Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit lives in us. And we are given love, joy, and peace. Jesus said he's going to give us his peace. That peace does not come from the world, but it comes from him. And then, of course, the tools is the Bible. It's our standard to know God's will. And in this book, I actually put all the scriptures in there that I refer to. Many books just have a reference, but I put the scriptures in there because they say that 13%, listen to this, 13% of Christians don't even read the Bible, which is astonishing to me. So I put that in there. And this is a book for unbelievers, too. You know, we all need to know about our identity, which is being attacked at this moment. So unbelievers, give it to your unbelievers. Give it to believers. Give it to whomever you think will draw closer to God. Because our identity, that's, you know, our identity is one of the most important treasures that we have. And I believe that, and in the Bible it says, that our true identity does come from God through Jesus Christ.
And I think you pretty much have told us this in talking about Stolen Identity, Plan of the Evil One, which, by the way, you can get on Amazon. We're talking with Marcella Ward. You've said this, you've read it into the conversation, but what do you really hope that people walk away with after reading your book?
I hope that people will walk away with the fact that they are secure in who they are as a Christian through Jesus. And one of the examples would be Martin Luther King Jr. He knew who he was. He knew he was a child of God. He knew that who he was, and he stood up for that, especially his race. His faith gave him strength to stand up. Rosa Parks, I talk about her. She refused to go to the back of the bus. So she stood up. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he stood up for the faith in Nazi Germany. He spoke out against Hitler, and because of this, he was executed for his faith. They say, and also I'm calling out the church, too, because the church has been silent in many ways and been afraid to be vocal, especially at this time. In Nazi Germany, the church did not speak out the way they should have. And unfortunately, I have something in there that is very disturbing. During church services, the trains that were taking the Jewish people to concentration camps, you could hear them in the background. And as they approached closer and closer, the pastor would sing louder. He would say, "Sing louder." And that is so tragic. And so I speak out against the church. Of course, there is a remnant. There is a remnant church right now that is speaking out. But what I want you to get from this book is that you need to stand for who you are and who believe you are in Christ and not be afraid and not be afraid.
Wow. That says it all. That no question about it. Marcella Ward, thank you for joining us. Again, you can get the book on Amazon, Stolen Identity, Plan of the Evil One. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, once again, we've come to the tail end of the show. The big story is really still, let's face it, what's happening in Miami, because so many of us are watching this and saying, wow, infrastructure, checking buildings, this is so, so sad. 12 people have died and 149 now remain unaccounted for. There's a countywide building audit. I talked about that the other night. That is massively underway because of the concern of what has happened with this building in Miami. And it's just awful to see and hear what structural engineers have to say about this. And of course, we've talked about this throughout the show. 4th of July is coming up, and it's going to be interesting because this is the other big thing. You know, it's all about the weather, but we're having these horrific heat waves in places where, let's face it, they're not used to it in the Pacific Northwest. And then in the South, we're getting inundated with rain. And, you know, most recently, a lot of us dealt with tropical storm Claudette that brought about a foot of rain to some areas of Mississippi. And, geez, like 8 inches in Louisiana. My pals in Louisiana, I feel you and I hear you in Lake Charles and some of the other areas. And, you know, Houston has had 14 inches between May 11th and June 3rd, the second wettest period on record. Did you hear what I said? Second wettest on record for that city. So 4th of July weekend, it might be a wet one, you know, so it might not be that kind of pool weather hanging out in the backyard. Listen, you can still grill, right? If you have a little overhang, I don't know, put a tent out there, go and get something that's grilled. It is going to be, I think, a little bit of a wet one for some people, and then incredibly hot for others who are just going to be drenched in a much different way. I mean, that's the yin and yang, though, right, of Mother Nature. Once again, thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. You can hit me up anytime, 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.